Welcome back to your Healing Buddy podcast with your host, Adina Godet. I am a licensed psychotherapist who enjoys having conversations all about the different areas of mental health. I pray that from every episode, someone takes at least one nugget and is able to apply it to their personal life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy. Hey, you guys, welcome back to your Healing Buddy podcast with me, your host, Adina Godet. Remember that all audios drop on Apple Music and Spotify every Sunday at 12 p.m. and the YouTube will drop on Mondays at 12 p.m. Okay, just to make sure you keep up, just subscribe, like, follow, comment. Let's have a conversation about all of these mental health topics. Okay, so today we are going to discuss emotionally unavailable partners. That has been a theme going on with some of my sessions that I'm talking about with my clients lately. And so I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and make a video about this topic, because it's very common to be dealing with emotionally unavailable people when dating, or I've had to check people on this. Sometimes you're the emotionally unavailable person in the relationships that's dating, that kind of just wants companionship, but not really the commitment of an actual relationship. But remember, sometimes we get that confused. And, you know, when we're dating people, we want to have fun and we want to have those bonds and the chemistry, but we forget we do have to have the emotional connection to actually have a healthy relationship and actually to have it sustained, or you will just become stagnant at some point in the relationship. And then it's at that point, you're just going to be bored. You're going to want to move on to the next. And that is sometimes why people who are emotionally unavailable, they're dating and it seems like they can never keep one person, right? Like they're always, it's back to back to back. You have somebody for a month, 2 months, 3 months, sometimes even longer, you know, 6 months, half a year. But again, at some point you will get bored because you're not being vulnerable and actually connecting in that way. So yeah, we're going to talk about it. Okay. So a lot of times we don't even know why somebody is emotionally unavailable or what even makes them emotionally unavailable, right? And we get to a point where we have to recognize that emotional unavailability is very tricky, right? Because you're not dealing with the emotions, but again, it feels good in the moment. You feel as if, oh my gosh, we're having so much fun. We have chemistry. We talk about intellectual things. And again, it just goes nowhere other than that. They're not vulnerable and they're not emotionally connecting with you. And so most of the time it will seem as if they're love bombing. Of course, usually people don't know that somebody's love bombing them until after the fact, or probably later on when they start seeing the difference in how they're communicating with you. It's kind of inconsistent. But usually emotionally unavailable people love bomb. They do, because again, it makes it seem as if everything is perfect in the beginning. Everything is so, so perfect. And again, not saying it can't be. When you are dating, sometimes when you do meet that person, it is going to be perfect. It is going to seem great. But at the same time, there still has to be boundaries in place. And it can't just be we're all wrapped up in this relationship. Usually with love bombing, we're wrapped up in the relationship. As soon as we begin dating, that's all we talk about. That's all we want to be around. We're trying to hurry up and maximize all the time, and just met the person. You're trying to be with them every single day. And you just really, again, you don't know those people yet. You got to think about it. Before you meet somebody, they're a stranger. And it takes so long for you to really get to know someone in and out. You know, it could take a good year, 2 years for you to actually really get to know people and to get to know all their stories, their backgrounds, their childhood, how they are in different situations, how they present to you first, and then how they may change later after they actually settle in and get comfortable, right? And so again, when you're talking about emotional unavailability, it just seems as if they will not be able to intimately, on an emotional level and a feeling perspective, they won't be able to maintain anything intimately. And so usually it goes beyond nothing more than casual. And you'll start to realize that and get frustrated later on, right? So I just wanted to share some maybe signs that you are kind of dealing with an emotionally unavailable person. Okay. One sign that, you know, you're dealing with an emotionally unavailable partner is if they really don't like committing to things or really making plans with you. Or if they do make plans with you, they'll show up late, super late, and be very inconsiderate. Or they'll even blow it off completely and don't even show up and make a crazy excuse every single time that you have plans, right? But again, if they don't make plans at all, they're really not invested in seeing you outside of what you guys do, right? And again, that could be being physically intimate. That could be you hang out here or there, you know, but it's just not consistent. If they're not trying to make plans, let's be honest, they really are not trying to build anything more intimately and emotional with you. And at that point too, they're also trying to avoid getting deeper and having more of a commitment with you because they're doing it on their terms, right? So yes, if you are saying like, hey, let's go ahead and meet up next week. Let's put something on the books. I want to see you and spend time together. And they're like, okay, cool. They could be enthusiastic. They could say, you know, I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to see you. But then they never follow up. They're not asking like, okay, well, where do you want to go? They just don't seem interested in actually making that plan with you. So it seems like you have to make the plan all the time. You know, they're not interested in engaging and making the plans with you. And of course, some people are the type that, you know, they want their partner to make all the plans. But again, in any relationship, you do have to reciprocate at a certain point. And so even if they are making the plans, you do have to, again, be open and engaging to even say, hey, what's going to be fun for both of us? Or what is something that we both want to do? So that even if I do actually make the time commitment, schedule it and make the plan, that is something that we're both going to want to do and both be interested in, right? So that could be something just not following up or not engaging with you again to do that. Or again, say you do make the plans and every single time you make a plan, these people are not showing up. That is annoying. That is so annoying. That is very frustrating. And sometimes, and I've been through it before where I was the emotionally unavailable person. So I do know that that could be a thing where now I was not flaking on people, but it just was what it was, right? So I would go and make the plans, right? But I might not always follow up after, you know, I might be like, okay, we had fun. I'm not planning nothing else. Or I might not want to continue to keep planning stuff again. If you do it, okay, cool. But I'm not going to be engaging with you to continue to see like, okay, what do we want to do? There's no we. It's just we had fun, but it's no we, right? So yeah, so think about it. If they're not planning anything, if they're not engaging, or if you are planning things and you do have things committed and then they just blow it off and it's always an excuse, they're probably emotionally unavailable. Okay. Another way you can tell if somebody is emotionally unavailable is if everything is surrounding them, right? And what I mean by that is there's not a thing about what are we going to do. It's basically what I want to do. So for example, if you see each other, it's usually something that they wanted to do. And that's it. So again, if they wanted to meet up at the house, you're always coming over there to meet them. They're never offering to go see you or to come over to your place, right? If you are at that stage in the relationship, or they're not interested in really what you got going on or your hobbies or your interests or what you like to eat or what type of shows you like to watch. Every single time y'all are watching a show is something that they sat down and they said, okay, look, let me go ahead and click this and watch the latest episode of what I want to watch. You know, you don't even know what's going on in the show. They're not even telling you, they're not even trying to explain what is going on for you to even engage in the show, right? They're not asking you even beforehand, like, hey, is there something that you want to watch? Is something that you want to do? What type of food do you like to eat so I can have it ready for you? Or we can cook together, anything. It's just, again, it's surrounding them. Or even another thing is like they're just calling the shots on everything. Anytime you do anything, they're never making time for you. They're just putting you in their schedule, right? Like they're not ever sacrificing. It seems like you're the one always sacrificing when it comes to the time, the schedule, and kind of like the commitments you guys are making. It has to revolve around them and their schedule, right? You know, so if they're just never interested or just see me engaging in what you like to do, again, your hobbies, your interests, they're usually emotionally unavailable because they're not trying to get to really know you. They're just meeting their needs and not really meeting your needs. Another way that some people who are emotionally unavailable kind of respond is by no response, right? And what I mean by that is you're the one doing all the work, right? There's really no reciprocation. And so you're the one always calling first. You're the one always texting first. It's not really an engaging conversation when you're not, like, when you're not around them. And you know, you have to obviously keep up the communication by texting, calling, and using the phone. They're not doing any of that. They're not sending you anything on like social media. If they're on social media all the time, they're not sending you anything. They're not trying to, again, be funny or, you know, connect in other ways. You're the only one doing all the work and all the reaching out. You could send a message and they're literally directly replying to your message and that's it. They're not trying to actually continue the conversation, or they could ignore your text in general, especially when it's something like that you really wanted to talk about, or say you sent a long message, right? And you were just expressing yourself, or in a good way, it could be in a good way, you're expressing yourself and or just saying something about your day, and they're replying to one part, or again, they're not engaging with the conversation. They're just like, oh, okay, that's good. You just sent a long, again, you can see signs of somebody that's being emotionally unavailable by them not trying to connect with you on a deeper level. You're doing all of the work. And sometimes, even when y'all are not together, you're rarely hearing from them at all. Sometimes it's not even a text every day. You know, you're not trying to get to know that person. So, of course, if somebody's emotionally unavailable, I don't want to get to know you. I'm actually just here for my pleasure, my needs when we need it, and that's that, right? So yes, that's another way you can tell if you're doing all the work and they are not reciprocating anything. Okay, again, this is something that I used to deal with. You know, I used to be a person who was emotionally unavailable. So, and that was just for a season, but I do know that this one here was a thing that I did a lot. So another way you can tell if somebody's emotionally unavailable is if they avoid commitment at all costs. You're literally doing relationship things, but avoiding commitment or even just titles, like, you know, avoiding any type of titles. And somebody's like, what are we? That's where the what are we question comes in. Somebody's saying, well, what are we? Because I'm confused. And you're like, well, I told you I didn't want nothing serious. So why are you asking for something serious? So yes, that's just one of the ways that you could tell if somebody's emotionally unavailable. One, they could come and be honest up front and say, hey, I'm not ready for anything serious. I really am not looking for a relationship. I'm just trying to see where things go. Look, if you are a person who is emotionally available and you want a relationship, I'm just going to suggest right now, do not entertain people who are saying that they're not ready for a relationship. It's just kind of contradictory, right? And then you're also giving yourself false hope by thinking you can change that, or thinking, oh, okay, well, we're cool and we get along and we vibe and we have fun. Okay, you can have fun with anybody, all right? Find somebody who is ready for a relationship and that is actually going to be in the same timeline as you, right? And, you know, on the same page as you. But yes, if they're saying, you know, avoiding the titles, avoiding the relationships, avoiding the what are we's, you know, they're not serious about anything. They're, you know, some people, a telltale sign is they're talking too much about other people and other relationships that they've had. They could be talking about an ex all the time. They could be talking about how they're interested in all of these things, that all of these traits of people that are not anything that has to do with you. And for example, that could mean, for example, I have a friend who she was dating this one guy a couple months ago. And the one thing he kept doing was saying, oh, I like people who eat healthy. And I like people whose hair is always in braids, but you always wear wigs. And, you know, I like people whose eyes are blue, but your eyes are brown. They continuously are saying, oh, I like certain things, but it doesn't even equate to what you are, right? And the traits that you have, or the personality, whatever. So sometimes that's their way of also saying, like, again, we're just doing what we're doing and I'm really not emotionally interested to move further with you. So yeah, again, another way to tell is if they are avoiding commitment, or if they even tell you, you know, hey, I'm not ready for a relationship, I'm not serious. And even if they don't say that, say they do say, oh, you know what, I do want a relationship, but then their actions are also showing that they don't want to move in that direction. Anytime you do mention, hey, like, okay, well, when are we going to get together? When are we going to make this official? They kind of run away and they hide. But again, you're already doing relationship things. They met your parents, they met your friends, y'all going on dates all the time. Y'all done made a schedule with each other. Y'all, the dog love them, and y'all going on dog dates. Y'all are doing all the relationship things, and they said they want a relationship. But again, every time you move closer, it's pushback. They're usually emotionally unavailable. Another way that you can tell somebody is emotionally unavailable is if they reflect your feelings as if it's their own, because they're never sharing their feelings. So if you're a person who is emotionally involved and emotionally invested, you're obviously going to share certain stories. You're going to share your vulnerabilities, certain things that trigger you, certain stories from childhood, you know, that have happened, your relationship with your mom, your dad, you know, your grandmother, friendships, stuff that's happened with your day. You're sharing your emotions about certain things, certain stories, and certain things in your life, right? But they always say, oh, I feel the same way, or oh, I felt that before. But again, never go deeper into their stories, their vulnerabilities, things that trigger them, things that make them angry, things that make them sad, things that make them happy. They're not really going into detail with anything. They are just letting you do all the talking. That is another way to kind of show like they are emotionally unavailable, because they're not really being vulnerable, open, and intimate with you in that way. And it's not necessarily saying that they don't trust you. They could rarely trust anybody. But if they aren't willing to do that and willing to share things here and there, and then even start from little things, I tell people all the time, even if you start trusting people by sharing small things and seeing how somebody reacts, and then being able to share more things here and there, that can also build emotional availability. But people who are emotionally unavailable are not going to be sharing a lot of things. Now, they might share a little bit in the beginning to kind of keep you there and to kind of see, oh, okay, like, again, how are they going to react? Or again, it could just be love bombing. It's like, okay, I'm just going to share enough for them to see, oh, okay, and kind of trick you into being like, oh, they're okay, they're sharing their feelings, they're in tune. But then obviously later down the road, and quickly, you'll be able to see they're not really sharing anything deeper. They just shared enough for you to, you know, think that. So yes, that could be another way to kind of see if somebody's emotionally unavailable. Okay. Like I said, those are some of the ways you can tell if somebody else is emotionally unavailable. But remember I said in the beginning, a lot of the times as well, you might be the emotionally unavailable one who is dating, and again, maybe searching for relationship companionship, but not necessarily an actual partnership with someone, right? But again, you're confused, so you don't know that. And so you're going to keep going on these dates, and you're going to keep telling people, oh, okay, like, yeah, I want a relationship, but you really are emotionally unavailable, right? So some of those traits that I kind of listed, you seeing yourself, right? Or you could also just be the one who just has a commitment issue and afraid to trust people because of that fear of commitment, right? Some of the things that you might see in yourself is, you know, if plans are being made, you're super excited, right? But then when you get there, you're like, okay, I don't really feel like doing this today. Or, okay, I have to fake, you feel like you have to fake being a certain way to be around that person, right? Or, again, you might blow them off, make an excuse. You could also actually go on the date. And again, how I was before, go on the date, have fun, and then that's just it, you know, not trying to follow up after. Or just trying to keep the engagement going outside of being with them. That could be one way. Another thing, which is not a bad thing, it's not always saying that you're emotionally unavailable, but when you keep your options too open, right? When you have too many options, let's be honest, that's not always good. You can have options. You have a good 2-3. But when you start having multiple options, there's no way that you're going to be able to actually dedicate your time, your energy, and your effort to so many people. There's no way you're going to do it, right? So if you're literally talking to multiple, when I say, you know what I mean, you're talking to a lot of people at the same time, literally at that point, you're just on autopilot. You're texting back here and there. If somebody messaged you, you're sending the same message over and over. you know, you might have one or two people that are actually engaging in conversation. So you're feeling them a little bit more, but then the other people, they're just there for placeholders, you know, just in case they mess up, right? I've been there, I understand. But again, at that point, you are emotionally unavailable because there's no way you can have so many emotional connections, true emotional connections with every single one. Again, you can give off a little bit to every single one, and it could be a surface level emotion, like I just saw my feelings, or I just only talk about my day and how I felt about my day, but I'm not getting deep about anything because, again, it's just surface level. It's not anything deeper and anything more intimate. And so, yes, keeping your options way too open. Yes, you can have options, but when it comes to a point where you actually do care about somebody, because let's be honest, some people you actually do, they're not going to be the same. You actually care about them and actually want to get to know them more, but something is stopping you. And it could be, again, trust, like feeling like you can't trust them, or feeling like trust just doesn't come easily to you in general. Or you could be worried about losing your independence and feeling like, oh, if I actually do this, I'm gonna have to be tied down, and I don't want to have to do that. And I shouldn't have to, you know, you use those words. I shouldn't have to do that. You know, I'm grown and I should be able to talk to who I want to talk to, or I shouldn't have to have rules if I come into the relationships and have all these boundaries. I'm not ready for that. You know, a lot of people who are emotionally unavailable, It's not that they don't want to, again, have that companionship. It's just that they are not ready to prioritize their relationship needs, the couple relationship needs, over their individual needs, right? So, yeah, you could have those things in yourself too. And again, if trust doesn't come easily for you, that could be for any reason. You know, you could have had a recent breakup, so you're not trustworthy, you know, trusting anyone. You're not feeling as if anybody's trustworthy. Somebody could have cheated or had infidelity. So you feel like, okay, everybody's a cheater. You know, obviously that's not true. And obviously you're in that season where you do need to grieve and heal from that. But again, that's why you shouldn't be dating right now, because you're emotionally unavailable. Some people did it because, you know, their caregivers when they were younger, whether it's their parents, their grandparents, foster people, aunts, uncles, family members, whoever your caregivers were, sometimes you developed an avoidant attachment style because of the fact that they might not have shown much interest in you, or they didn't really listen to you when you did have emotions and have feelings. They weren't really here to listen to that. They were like, okay, get over it. Or like, why are you crying? Or why do you feel it? No, they were not asking why you felt a certain way. It was always dismissed. So if something is always dismissed, you might grow up to be like, okay, well, nobody really cares about feelings, so what am I going to talk about it for? And so, one, you don't have emotional availability for yourself because you learn to just, you know, everything, just get over it, right? And so for you, you learn to just, okay, be super solution focused, where it's like, if there's a problem, I'm not going to think about it with emotions. I'm only going to think about it with logic, right? And we all know that to have a wise mind, you need to have both. So yeah, again, there's so many different reasons why you could be feeling emotionally unavailable to people. Also, I did want to add, there can be times where you are temporarily emotionally unavailable, okay? You could be a person who is very in tune with their emotions. They're very emotionally intelligent. They can identify what emotions they're feeling. They're able to communicate that, and they're also able to communicate with others and understand their emotional maturity as well, right? You could be that, but there can be times and temporary seasons where you are not emotionally available. And I say that because some people have seasons where they're just focusing on their job, right? And just focusing on their career. That is okay. You know, as long as you're also not leading other people on in that season. If you're saying, hey, I am focusing on my career, focus on your career. And anybody that you are entertaining, understand you're probably not going to be able to give them their full self, time, energy, because you are focusing on your career. There are times where you might be having mental health issues. That could be you're really dealing with depression very bad because something happened. You could definitely it could be seasonal depression. It could be depression from a situation that happened. Somebody passed away. You just had a recent loss. You just feel unfulfilled in life, whatever the reason, right? You could be depressed. And at that moment, you're not going to be emotionally available because you're not even going to have the emotional capacity to give to anybody else, right? Because you're kind of using that for yourself at that moment. So that could be that. Again, After a breakup, you're probably not going to be emotionally available for anybody after a breakup because you just spent all this time, however long it was, with a person committed to them, and you have to give yourself time to actually detach from them so you're able to, one, emotionally recharge for yourself individually and change your mindset so you can adjust, but then to also be the best version of you to be able to give to somebody else and give them that fully and not kind of halfway because you're still, again, not healed from that breakup and then trying to also emotionally be with somebody else. So there are times where you can be temporarily emotionally unavailable. But again, that's something you do have to identify with yourself and also not lead anybody else on. Just because you are emotionally unavailable now doesn't mean you always will be. Again, even with attachment styles, you do not always have to be the same attachment style all your life. You can always unlearn certain behaviors and then relearn different ones, even more healthy ones, right? And so one thing I always say, if you are emotionally unavailable, I would definitely first identify the cause. Like, again, I just said there's so many different reasons why you can be emotionally unavailable, whether it's temporarily or if you've always been like that, starting from childhood or even when you were younger and you had certain relationships, friendships, family ships that have happened that have affected your trust or just in general have affected your emotional needs where you're not able to be emotionally available and can kind of change your perspective, right? So I would definitely say first identify the cause. You have to, because if you don't know where it's coming from, you're not going to know how to kind of unlearn the behavior because you have to know where it started, right? Now, you can always practice, but you're still going to have to know the root cause. So that's one thing I would say. But another thing you could do is just practicing opening up to, you know, people that you do trust. That could be a friend or a family member. Just practicing like little things here and there. Again, that could even be starting with your day. It can start off surface level, you know, oh, this was my day, but you're actually breaking your day down into details and also telling how you felt about certain events that may have happened. And again, it doesn't always have to be bad. You could feel upset, you could feel frustrated, but express that. I'm expressing that I was frustrated, and then say why you were frustrated and why that triggered you, right? Not just, oh, I was so mad today. Well, why were you mad? What were you mad about? You know, people do that, but they're not, again, that's where the emotional intelligence comes in. Even with yourself, you have to be emotionally vulnerable with yourself to even say, I was frustrated because this happened. And you know that before this happened to me in a similar situation, and that's why it's triggering me. So it might not even be that particular situation, but it's bringing up old feelings and similar feelings. So that's why I'm having the feeling of frustration, because I was frustrated then. This is similar. I'm frustrated now, right? Or you can even, again, practice even with happy emotions, because a lot of people, crazy to say, but I did not know. Well, I knew, but it wasn't something that I was super cognizant about until I became a therapist 5 years ago, that a lot of people do have problems even being happy. Okay. They've been in toxic relationships. They've been in abusive relationships. And again, not just romantic, this could be friendships, family members. They've been in so many toxic and abusive relationships and just always been in chaos, always been in drama, that they really don't know how to be happy. Or they feel like they've never had anything good really happen to them, and they always count the negative experiences and never the positive, because the negative has outweighed the positive for them. And they really just, they don't know how to be happy. So that will be a good thing to start practicing. If you feel like you're emotionally unavailable, is to practice even saying happy things, like finding little things to be grateful for and to be happy about, and to say, okay, I have to find something today, daily, that has happened, and reflect on that at the end of the day to say, okay, like, it wasn't all a bad day. It really wasn't all a bad day. What is something good that happened? Or even tell yourself and challenge yourself, okay, even if it's not a good day, how can I change it and change my perspective for it to be a good day, right? So yeah, I would just practice opening up and practice talking to other people that you do trust, right? Also keeping a journal, that's a good thing. And some people, I tell people, you do not have to always write things down. It's a good thing to do so you can practice. But again, writing out your feelings, but I'm a person, I talk too much. I talk a lot. So sometimes I need to do a voice note and get it out. So even if you have in your notes app in your phone, or you send audio messages to yourself through your text message, get it out, whether it's writing, whether it's doing audio messages, get it out in some way, shape, or form so you can, again, at least process, begin processing your emotions and being able to identify the emotion that it actually is, right? Okay. Another thing you could do is begin to express yourself through like arts or music or a hobby, right? So sometimes we're really not even in tune with ourselves and what we like and how we can express ourselves in like a safe way. So do it in a fun way. Say try it in a fun way. Again, that could be art. If you want to paint, draw, I don't know how to color inside the lines, y'all. I don't know why I can't get that right. I love coloring, but I cannot draw, right? So do it in a way that you can, but begin shaping it in the form of whatever situation you're going through and kind of expressing that way. Or music. Sometimes now, don't be listening to sad music all the time if you are feeling depressed, right? But sometimes you need to find certain songs that relate to what you're feeling. And sometimes that can help you express what you're feeling so you can get through it, right? So yeah, just finding other ways or hobbies just so you can get yourself moving and, you know, find a way to express it in that way. If you feel like these are things that you really can't do on your own, I would always suggest, always, I am a therapist, but I would always suggest finding a therapist in your area. If you do have insurance, look through your insurance and see how much your copay will be. Sometimes it's zero and a lot of people don't even know that. So I would definitely see, but yeah, see a therapist if you feel like it's deeper rooted and you really can't identify what is going on and, you know, how you can move forward when it comes to, you know, changing and being emotionally available. Because again, we are always going to have a moment where we want connection. We're humans, so we're going to want connections, but we don't always need just physical or just mental, intellectual. We also need emotional. So I want you to be the best version that you can be, learn how to communicate, learn how to practice these things, and also just be good for yourself because it's something that you need for yourself anyway, even if it's not just for a relationship. So that is it when it comes to the topic of emotional unavailable people, whether it's people you're dating or if you're the one that's emotionally unavailable. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope you got something from it. If you did, comment below. Like the video, subscribe, comment below anything that may have resonated with you, or if you know someone and you are sharing a situation, just comment it. Let's have a conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you tune in next time. Bye.